Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, March 24th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. TikTok in D.C. Our woke military, the caudacity of the man, and the indictment of Trump is going to have to wait another week. It's all coming up, and then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the CEO of TikTok testified in front of a House committee. Half of U.S. states now have a ban on TikTok from government devices and 10 different countries. There are two bad things about TikTok, at least. It is a communist Chinese spyware app. Also, the content that the Chinese communists push to young people and all Americans is a psyop to make us dumb and addicted and hate America. It's a tool that every tyrant in human history would have loved to have, and we voluntarily download it on our own phones. Anyway, the COO of TikTok, Vanessa Pappas, she said the hearing, quote, felt rooted in xenophobia, because to these people, everything is racist. Meanwhile, there was another hearing in the House Armed Services Committee. The backstory is the Pentagon has a diversity, equity, and inclusion chief, and she tweeted out, I'm exhausted with these white folks. This lady actually had the audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't have the power. So yesterday, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness was told to read that tweet out loud during the hearing. He originally said he would take 30 days to investigate what caudacity means, and it's been 6 months. It's a combination of audacity and Caucasian. In short, our military's woke. Well, the caudacity of this man in Detroit. Last June, he raped and then choked a woman with an extension cord, poured gasoline on her body, and then threatened her with a drill. But because we live in a systemically racist country, he was released from custody on a $100,000 bond when the bail agency paid just 10%. He then went on to kill his mother, stepfather, and ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child. Would you have been handled so kindly by the justice system if you did that? Only a $100,000 bail out with 10% of that after you torture and almost kill a woman and then go on to kill three more? Very racist country. And finally, the Trump grand jury will not make an indictment this week. They're meeting today, but on a different case. Apparently, grand juries in New York hear multiple cases at a time. Trump last Saturday said that the indictment was coming down last Tuesday, and he got them all flustered. So we'll have to wait another week and see if it happens, and then how big of a bump in the polls Donald Trump will get. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill will be back with the message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, does it seem strange to you that there is very little of substance on President Biden's official work schedule? The first 3 days of this week, he did the following. Moderated Farsi Day at the White House. Met with the cast of Ted Lasso. Honored Bruce Springsteen and other liberal entertainers. And celebrated Women's History Month. That was all that was on his official schedule for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Meanwhile, Putin and Xi met in Moscow cooking up anti-freedom stuff. The Dow dropped more than 500 points on Wednesday, and the Border Patrol announced it found nearly 1,000 dead migrants last year. Obviously, this is concerning, and I do not believe Joe Biden is even trying to solve vexing problems. He dodges all accountability and rarely speaks to the press. He's the man with no plan. The United States is spiraling downward, and most Americans know it, according to all the polling. Yet the president does nothing to reassure us. Nothing. Three words. Nero, Fiddle, Burns. The corrupt, inept Roman emperor destroyed Rome. It's not that bad in modern America with Joe Biden at the helm, but it is bad. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Vita Willens, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. O'Reilly, you mentioned that Trump is confident he'll win the Republican nomination. You also mentioned he realizes winning the general will be more difficult. With that in mind, why would he even accept the primary nomination? Because he believes he can win. He thinks he can pull it off just like he did in 2016. As simple as that. Lee Sullivan, Tavares, Florida. So Trump felt disrespected because DeSantis used the word porn star. Trump is the biggest mudslinger of my lifetime. And he did fire the first shots. Not in that case. Not in that case. I mean, DeSantis fired the first shots there. But, you know, your point is well taken. Trump is, you know, he fires. No doubt about it. Mark Bishop, Captain Cook, Hawaii. Wow. I've never been to Captain Cook. I got to check that out. Hey, Bill, I was wondering, with all the legal proceedings of Donald Trump, why it's not considered extortion on the part of Stormy Daniels? Look, I'm not getting involved with this Stormy Daniels thing. I don't know anything about it, all right? It's a civil beef. It's not a criminal beef. Yes, extortion is a crime, but in order to prove it, you've got to go through all kinds of machinations. But I just can't give you any definition on it. Mary Jane is a concierge member. Thank you, Mary Jane. I hope you are enjoying your access to me. Sarah Palin was a great governor, but when she ran with John McCain, she fell short. Governor DeSantis is doing a good job in Florida, but running a nation is a far different story, especially in these difficult times. Absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. And the Ukraine mistake that DeSantis made was a significant error. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It's officially tax season in the USA. This year, the feds will take in roughly $2 trillion from workers' pay. While that sounds like a lot, the U.S. has a moderate tax rate. By comparison, here are the highest and the lowest tax nations on Earth. First, the lowest. There are 12 countries with zero income tax. Antigua, Barbuda, St. Kitts, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the Bahamas, Bermuda, the Cayman Islands, Monaco, Kuwait, Qatar, Somalia, and Western Sahara. The Caribbean nations finance their governments through tourism and a high sales tax. The highest income taxes can be mostly found in Europe. They are Slovenia, 50%, Israel, 51%, Belgium, 54%, Aruba, 54%, Germany, 55%, Sweden, 56%, Austria, 58%, Denmark, 58%, Japan, 59%. With the highest tax nation in the world, Finland, 60%. Wow. The USA has the 10th lowest tax rate, with the feds taking an average of 28% per worker, but that is a bit misleading because half of Americans, about half, don't pay any income tax. They're below the line. So those above the line pay a high rate, which is averaged into the people who don't pay anything, and that gets it down to 28%. The total amount of cash Americans give to the government depends on where we live. Folks in California, New York, Illinois, Hawaii, Oregon give more than half of their income to the state and to the feds. Residents in Alaska, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana keep about 70% of their salaries. The worst place in the USA for high taxes, Connecticut. Folks in the Constitution State pay 26 local taxes just to live there, including a tariff to rent a telephone number, use hot water, rent a TV remote control. There's even a tax on filing your taxes. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.